In a faraway land, there lived an emperor. People came from far and near to visit him. His palace was made of the finest porcelain, so fragile that it had to be guarded night and day. In the garden were the rarest flowers. Many of them had silver bells that played melodies in the wind. Beyond the garden was a forest which went down to the water's edge. In this forest lived a nightingale which sang so sweetly that all who heard it were enraptured. The people who visited the emperor were enchanted by the beauties of his palace. But when they heard the nightingale in the forest, they exclaimed, "This magic bird is the most glorious of all." Many books were written about this wonderful empire in which the nightingale received the highest praise. One day, as the emperor was reading with great satisfaction about the wonders of his realm, he read the phrase, "But the nightingale is the best of all." "What can this mean?" he said. "Is it possible that I have such a bird in my empire without knowing of it?" He called for his attendant and ordered him to bring the nightingale to the palace that very day. Immediately the palace was in an uproar. The servants ran hither and thither, seeking and inquiring. "Have you seen the nightingale? 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 Nightingale?" At last, a kitchen maid said she knew where the nightingale lived. The whole court wandered down to the forest to find the songstress. About halfway, a strange sound was heard. "There she is," said the chief page. "What a deep voice for such a small creature." "No," said the kitchen maid, "that is a cow lowing." On reaching the pond, a still stranger sound was heard. "Delightful, truly delightful," said one of the court ladies. "No," said the kitchen maid, "those are frogs. But we are getting near now." She had hardly spoken when the air was filled with the most beautiful trills. "Little nightingale," the girl cried out, "our most gracious emperor desires that you return with us to the palace to sing for him." "With the greatest of pleasure," said the nightingale. "My song sounds better in the open air, but I will gladly accompany you to the palace." palace was made ready for a party in honor of the nightingale. The porcelain walls and floors glittered with the reflection of 1,000 golden lamps. In the great hall, the emperor sat enthroned. The little bird beside him perched on a golden stand encrusted with jewels. The whole court was present, even including the little kitchen maid. There was a hush when the nightingale began her song. Gathered in the emperor's eyes and rolled down his cheeks. How can I reward you? He asked. I have seen tears in your eyes. That is reward enough, she answered. The nightingale was now to live at court in a golden cage with 12 servants to take her for a daily airing, with a silken cord tied around her leg. One day, the court trumpeters announced the arrival of a gift from a neighboring emperor. When the parcel was opened, it was found to contain a mechanical nightingale, encrusted with diamonds and sapphires and rubies. When this bird was wound up, it sang one of the real nightingale songs. Artificial bird was given the place of honor on a satin cushion by the emperor. Every time it was wound up, it sang the same tune until everyone at court knew it by heart. The boys on the street sang cluck-a-luck-a-luck, tweet, 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 gluck-a-luck-a-luck. The ladies warbled gluck-a-luck-a-luck, tweet, 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 gluck-a-luck-a-luck. The real nightingale, taking advantage of her rival's success, flew back to the forest at the water's edge. One day, the artificial bird was singing as usual for its devoted followers, when right in the middle of its song, something in the mechanism went. And there was an end to the music. The emperor was inconsolable. The artificial bird was broken. And the real bird was nowhere to be found. His health began to fail, and he took to his bed. One night, as he lay there, scarcely able to breathe, he saw death steal the crown from his head and place it on his own bare skull. He knew this was the end, and in his agony he called out, If I could only hear the real nightingale once more, I could live. As if in answer, the air was filled with glorious song. Even Death listened with astonishment, saying, go on, to the nightingale. I will sing if you will let the emperor live, said she, and sang louder and more irresistibly. She sang of the quiet burial ground, where sweet marjoram scents the air, and Death, seized with a longing for his garden, floated out of the window like a cold white mist. The next morning, the emperor awoke, refreshed and strengthened. You shall remain with me always, he said to the nightingale, who had stayed with him all night. She answered, I cannot live confined in the palace, but I will come every evening and sing for you. Whereupon, the nightingale flew back to the forest.